Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I welcome you guys for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working hard for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow. You want that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, if you're lucky, but right now, right? So you can have that freedom to be able to do what you love with those you love and whenever you want to do it. And you get to work because you want to, not because you have to. You get to work by choice. You get to have an empowered life. And that's exactly what we're here to do. But on top of that, it's not just for your own prosperity, but this is something for you to create a ripple effect in the lives of others, to be a blessing in the lives of those around you, whether it's your family, your community, or across the world. And guys, that is the ripple effect I am here to create in your lives. And thank you so much for being a part of it. Thank you for downloading and binging and doing everything you guys do. Like, I love watching us grow all the time. And that is in large part to you guys. And thank you so much for living the example, not just being hearers of the word, but doers as well. Here's a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You know, not only do we have some that great ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, that's great for you to be able to access and find money quickly, but there's great blogs on there now too, including videos of this very show that you can check out. So make sure you go ahead and check that out today. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So today, guys, I want to talk about, really a concept that I've referred to on this show, and I've just kind of thrown out little sound bites of it, but I want to go in depth of what it really looks like. Because there's two really big prevailing mentalities when it comes to money. There's the accumulation mentality, which is almost what everybody teaches you to do, right? It's all about net worth. It's about building up your savings and compounding over time, you know, using that stuff. And I'll tell you that it doesn't work. most of the conventional things that are out there don't work. For example, we already know the conventional stuff stuff I teach is not conventional, right? This is not mainstream. Heck, I've been telling you guys to take out HELOCs. I just had a client thank me because we actually talked in the beginning of March saying, hey, you want to get access to that home equity now. And guess what? COVID hit. You know, of course, it was already hitting by that point, but I said, you want to get access now. He did it. Then a month, he got the cash out, and then he was laid off. And of course, people think, well, why would you go into debt and get laid off? Right now, you know what he's doing? He's emotionally saying, wow, I never thought it'd feel so good to know I was able to get out $120,000 out of my house that now is sitting in savings. And even though he's got some unemployment coming in, that's great, and they're doing fine, he's like, I got this extra cushion of money that is there for whatever, you know, in case something goes wrong, or even better yet, I can invest it and make it work for me. And guys, that's a very different mentality. How many people are telling you, quote unquote, go into debt, which I'm not telling you, by the way. I'm just saying, hey, the equity, the assets you have available, let's leverage it, right? And so when I talk about money, it's about acceleration, not accumulation. It's not about building up money and saving over time and going the long, hard path that really may or may not get you there because whatever money you do have, you gamble in the stock market, right? I'm not telling you to do that. I'm saying go for things that have real assets, especially if they create cash flow. I'm about acceleration of using cash flow to keep building. And the concept I want to talk about today is that income avalanche, right? You got the debt snowball method that you hear people talk about. Well, this is the opposite, but it's income instead. is like, how do we get cash flow to keep building upon itself, to keep growing exponentially, getting bigger and bigger as time goes on? That is what I want to talk about today. And so I want to illustrate that. So first, let me explain the concept. What it is this, is that you've got a certain amount of assets or money, whatever it might be. Now, some of you guys are in the beginning stages. Some of you might just be at the point where you say, hey, I need to start building up an emergency fund. Great, do that. You know, I would recommend going back to the wealth building step-by-step podcast that I did just recently. A great step-by-step showing the order of how you should be doing these things, right? So maybe you're needing to start out. But I know many of you that are listening are already at the point you have savings. You actually have more savings. In fact, you say, hey, I've got money coming in. What do I do with it, right? What's next? And so I actually want to bring up an example of someone I just talked to recently, one of you, in fact, that had reached out. I was actually connected to them through a turnkey real estate investment company that said, hey, you're looking for a financial advisor? We know a guy who's not a financial advisor, but will help you do the things that you had hoped a financial advisor would do. And so they referred him to me, and a very cool situation. And because it's fresh on my mind, I want to use this as an example of how this looks. Because ultimately what it is, it's like this exponential curve. Your cash flow, your income, your passive income, you know, starts at year one, but it doesn't just take time to get there. It does take time, but it grows steadily more and more each year until you eventually hit your cash flow goal. And this can feel daunting for some of you, because some of you might say, okay, Chris, my goal is $10,000 a month. That's my cash flow goal. That's the passive income I want to create. So I work because I want to, not because I have to. But I'm only at $2,000 a month. Or maybe with what I have right now, I could create $2,000 a month. But going from $2,000 to $10,000, that's a big gap. How do I get there? Well, good news. This is where this comes in. It does require discipline like anything, right? But I want to show you what my mindset's like and how I see it differently. Because when they came to me, they said, hey, we're starting to get some money in here, more savings than we've had for a little while. And what do we do with it? What do we do to make it work for us? And they've went to every other financial advisor that says, well, you could put it in these mutual funds or maybe put it into an annuity, you know, the kind of basic stuff that they've told them, right? And I said, you know what? What's your goal? And they said, our goal is $2,000 a month. I said, hey, watch this. So I'm going to switch this here. I'm going to share my screen. For those of you that are watching this live, you're going to check this out. So here's their situation. They have about $50,000 in savings. They are able to cash out some money from his 401k. He was actually laid off from work, or furloughed, right? So as a result, he might get hired back anyways. But as a result, because of the CARES Act, you can access up to $100,000 of your IRAs or 401ks without the 10% early withdrawal penalty. So even if you're not 59 and a half, and these guys are in their late 30s, even if you're not 59 and a half, you can access up to $100,000 without that 10% penalty. You will pay taxes, but at least you'll avoid the penalty. So as long as you've been affected by COVID in some way, shape, or form, you know, even if it means you didn't get the bonuses you usually get, or your income changes, or your hours change, or something changes, or you got furloughed, that's an easy one. All those things, right? So anyways, I said, all right, you got about $50,000 savings. You got some money from your 401k. That's what you have right now. The 401ks that are currently still in them, they've got about $284,000. So almost over $280,000. They just started a Roth IRA with $9,000 in that. They have a rental property. They actually bought a rental property through this company that referred me, a company I've actually had on the show before, in fact, a couple times, that's cash flowing them $350 a month. By the way, amazing returns when you consider their out-of-pocket cost with the down payment and everything was only 16 grand, but they're making 350 a month. Guys, that's like a 26% return. I told them, I was like, hey, that was a golden property you bought last year. Don't expect that every time. I just tell people, if you can make 12%, you know, return on your money, cash on cash return, that's good. So anyways, they're making 350 a month on their property. They're also, cool thing is, they don't have any really extra cash flow because they're not making as much money, but they're not in the hole either. They're actually doing okay. They do get an extra gift of $15,000 a year that they get from family too, that comes from a grandparent's estate. So that's kind of cool because that adds to building this income snowball, this income avalanche, right? Now they have credit cards. You see that on here. I've got like 8,500 credit cards. They've got some student loan. They got an SBA loan. They have a mortgage. I told them all their loans are great, but I would pay off. This is number one. So I talk about strategy. Again, their cash flow goal is $2,000 a month, right? So with the resources they have, they're thinking, okay, and we know it'll be a while before we hit $2,000 a month. You know, we know it'll be several years down the road. So maybe we'll just invest, you know, pay the 401k back, keep the money in the 401k, let it grow. You know, we'll build a Roth, maybe put a property inside of it. That was kind of their thinking, right? And their cool thing is they're looking at these creative strategies. I was like, wow, they're really thinking outside the box more. And then I saw their situation. I said, you know, but I wouldn't do any of that. And I said, hey, this is not a recommendation. By the way, for you guys, anybody looking at this, just because you see this here, this does not mean this is the recommendation. But I said, here's what I see. I said, first and foremost, with the cash savings you have, I would pay off that credit card because that $8,500, its payment is $218 a month. And they said it was only 10% interest. It's not a bad interest rate for a credit card. But I said that $218 a month, like if my goal is to make 1% a month on my money, so if I have $8,500, I would want it to pay me, if I invest it, I want it to pay me at least $85 a month. So you just drop off the two zeros. If you have 20,000, you want it to pay you 200 a month. If it's 30,000, pay you 300 a month. If it's 55,000, pay 550 a month. That's my goal, right? When I look at investments. But when I look at debt, if I know that I can beat that, well beat that number, you know, 8,500, you're hoping to maybe make 85 to 100 bucks in an investment. But if they pay off the credit card, it's guaranteed 218 bucks a month. I say, guys, that's a no-brainer. You would want to pay off the credit card. But the rest of the loans, I would leave it alone. They're actually not that bad. Their monthly payments are pretty low compared to the balance. If you remember my cash flow index formula I talked about, right? Very good cash flow indexes. They're high. And so we don't want to pay those off necessarily. So they just keep paying those like normal. Here's the other thing. Again, this was not a recommendation, but I said, here's an option you have. You already started to do it. What if you cashed out your Roth, you know, the 9,000 that's in there, they just barely put it in. So it wouldn't be a big deal. And if they gain some money, you know, maybe they keep the gains in the Roth and leave it there. But they could access the 9,000 from the Roth and the 401k, they've got about 284,000. So that's about $290,000 they can potentially use. Now in their minds, because they've been trained like everybody else, don't touch that money, right? Don't touch that 401k, don't touch anything. And I said, well, you're in a position you could potentially touch, you know, access that money. And so I said with both of you guys, and they both, you know, either got furloughed or they quit their jobs recently. So these were 401ks that were accessible. If you work for a company, you may not be able to access your 401k, maybe through a loan, but not often through cashing out. That's pretty rare. You can do what's called an in-service distribution. So in their case, they're both old 401ks with old companies that they worked for. So I said, hey, you could cash that out. Now they have up to $150,000 they could do total between the two of them because there's $200,000 you can access without the 10% penalty. So I said, if you do that, that's $150,000, and maybe they pull out a little bit more, you know, maybe they pull out the full amount, maybe they don't pull out the full amount, right? Maybe they only pull out $240,000 more, you know, maybe they leave $50,000 in, whatever, it doesn't matter. I just told them like, hey, if you pull out $290,000, here's the thing, you will have about $70,000 in taxes based on their tax brackets and everything. Now, companies will likely withhold probably almost $60,000 of it. But I said, hey, either way, you're going to need about $70,000 withholding from tax. That leaves only about $220,000, right? Now, $20,000 of that needs to be set aside for emergency fund. Now, they already have $50,000 savings. They already got that there. So of the total, they've got, you know, $220,000 plus the $50,000. Right, that's 270. Make sure 20,000 is left in their emergency fund, you know, that sort of thing. Now the rest, I said, you know, only invest 230. You know, this, and by the way, this is some of the stuff. This is actually going deeper than even I told them. I didn't get this specific, but I wanted to illustrate this for you guys as an example. So we took 230,000 of that money. Now, granted, I know actually doing the math currently, we could probably do a little bit more, but hey, maybe we'll be able to do 250,000, but I think 230 is a good conservative number because that leaves a good amount of money in their pockets, about 40,000 bucks in their pockets there. And who knows? I said, even with emergency savings, maybe some of it goes in an infinite banking policy, right? Maybe we diversify their savings. So at least it's earning better than 0.0% with the bank, right? So anyways, investing 230,000 for cash flow at 10% is 23,000 a year. If we bump that up to 240, great. Now they're making 24,000 a year. Now remember, what is this cash flow goal? 2,000 a month or 24,000 a year. So he could basically do it here. So again, I just took 230 and making 23,000 a year. I think that's a good conservative number. There's several places they could do that. If they do real estate, it could be even more. But even if it's just, you know, like AHP fund, right? The AHP fund that you hear me talk about, they pay 10% a year. Cool. That's $23,000 a year. Now, I go to number five on the strategy list here. I say reinvest this $23,000 of cash flow. So that cash flow they're getting, rather than consuming it, keep it, you know, build up that savings. And again, it could be put into life insurance or whatever else, but either way, the $23,000 plus the $15,000 gift that they get each year, that's $38,000. So in their second year, they got $38,000 they can now invest again. So with cash flow and everything, investing that, whether it's, again, AHP, it could be real estate or whatever, conservative number, adds about $4,000 a year. So now their $23,000 becomes $27,000, right? Now they do it again the next year. They take the $27,000 and take the $15,000 from the family gift. This could be true for you guys. Maybe you don't get a family gift, but maybe you've got extra cash flow you've been saving, putting away. It could have been, money you've been putting into your 401ks. It could be money that you just have left over each month. That bigger that number is, the faster this grows, by the way. So anyways, they're taking that $27,000 plus the $15,000. Now that's $42,000 they have to work with. So that makes $4,500 a year. Again, I think these numbers are very conservative compared to the options that are available. And I even did this in case they couldn't quite do the real estate options we wanted. I want to make sure this was realistic. Well, now their total in year three jumps up to $31,500. So remember, they started at $23,000. Now they're at $31,500 of cash flow a year. By the way, if you want $31,500 from mutual funds, that means you can't be pulling out more than about 3% a year. This would mean that the equivalent of this would be like having over $1 million sitting in a mutual fund that you're pulling out 3%. Because if you have $1 million at 3%, you're pulling out $30,000 a year. They're already by year three at $31,500, not waiting for age 59 and a half, which is over 20 years away for them, right? That's another thing that's crazy. Why invest in vehicles that don't match your objective? You know, why put money in a 401k if you want to retire before 59 and a half? That's ridiculous. That's like throwing money away from you. It's locking up in prison and saying, oh, sorry, I guess you can't work for me after all, right? You don't want that. You want your money working for you. They want them out of prison doing their thing. So already by year three, that's $31,500. Well, guess what? $31,500 plus another $15,000, that's over $46,000. Maybe now they're making over $5,000 a year. And you can see how this keeps building. You know, that we keep adding more and more on this cash flow side, you know, that keeps growing and adding up, right? Like, so what happens, you keep buying bigger and bigger assets, it keeps going. And we're not talking about, you know, selling and repositioning out of properties to buy more because equity growth and everything else, that's beneath the surface. We're not even talking about the fact that their mortgages are getting paid down too. So what's happening is we're taking about, you know, $300,000 or so of their money total, right, in total. Even after paying the tax, a big chunk of that to taxes, and still now it's got way more cash flow coming in than if they had waited however many decades for their money to turn into over $1 million inside of a 401k. You see what's happening here? Like, this is just speeding up everything. Now, it might sound amazing or it might sound too good to be true to some of you, but the truth is that this is something that happens every day, and in many cases, these numbers are better. Again, they could be more conservative, depends on the situation of life, right? And what's going on. You know, I've lately with everything going on with people being furloughed, like we've had to get pretty creative on finding different investments that are secure for them, but also providing good cash flow. In fact, even helping provide some income when they don't have the income coming in, or it's not, you know, the full amount of income they're used to. And so this is the cool thing, is that even a situation like this, really within the first year, and this is what I told them. I said, really, within the first year, guys, you can actually hit your $2,000 a month goal. They're like, how? How's it possible? Well, it's about finding the resource, figuring out where the money is. Again, they never really considered that they could use that money elsewhere because, you know, everybody does a great job marketing to you, telling you, don't touch your 401k money, don't touch the equity in your home, don't touch these different assets that you have that really could be used to accelerate and even create good, steady streams of income for you. And just like everything, cash flow is the real path to freedom. When you have more income coming in than expenses going out, that is true freedom. What happens, though, is that many of us are taught that it's about accumulating and compounding and not, you know, not doing anything with your money, you know, just letting other people manage it and try to make money for you. And the truth is that just does not happen. You know, first off, most of those managers or have their hands tied on what they can and can't do. Even though they know better with their funds, they can't always buy and sell the way that they think they should. So they have to think in a very different perspective. And if, again, if you're lucky, you can take all these high risks in the market to maybe average, what, 6, maybe 7% if you're really lucky long-term. Because remember, the real rate of return of the S&P 500 the last 30 years has been 7.5%, not 10 or 12, 7.5, right? So you're taking all this high risk of all these ups and downs and trying to be in it for the long haul and delaying your gratification, delaying any real life, especially when you're alive, right? All the stuff that's happening. And what can actually happen in truth is not an accumulation type of model that's been proven to take way too many years for your life to make it really truly work in a good way to create freedom. And then instead do an acceleration model, which is about cash flow. Passive income now. So guys, that's the thing I want to share with you is that this is the stuff I see day in and day out. This is the stuff that oftentimes people can consider, maybe their mind starts to play with it and then they retract again because it's uncomfortable or it's unknown and they don't know where to go. Guys, there is places you can find good returns. You can actually take control of your financial life, not turn it over to somebody else and hope and pray they do something with it, but have real control of your money, take less risks, get regular, stable, steady income from your money. Get your money working for you now so you work because you want to, not because you have to. That's what this is really all about, right? It's about creating that legacy, creating that ability to create a ripple effect through the lives of others. And imagine what you could do for your family and what you can create for generations beyond you. Even changing their mindset, how their lives could be so much better than your own, by doing and teaching and living by example, this very thing. Guys, this is the reason why I'm teaching you this stuff. This is why it's so exciting for me. This is why I left being a financial advisor, because when I saw what was possible, being a financial advisor sounded stupid. This is why I couldn't do that anymore. That's why I had to leave that industry in 2006. And I'm telling you, the last 14 years, man, there are some amazing ways to create good, solid cash flow. But it does require patience, it requires discipline, it requires you to be able to do everything we can to minimize that risk. So anyways, guys, this is something you think is good for you. You can always shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and say, Chris, how does this apply in my life? But right now, guys, I hope this just expands your mind to realize this income avalanche can become something amazing and truly profitable for you. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.